First, when you get invited to a party, how early do you show up or how late? If you get there right when it starts, you might be the first one there. The host might not even be ready. If you're too late, it might seem insulting or you might miss the fun. Our guest today used his mathematics PhD from MIT to come up with a calculus formula to help us find the ideal time to arrive at any party. It was published in a piece for The Atlantic. Daniel Biss is a former math professor at the University of Chicago. He's also a former Illinois State Representative and Senator, currently mayor of Evanston, Illinois. Daniel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rob.
All right, before I get to the formula, if I was to invite you to my house this weekend, say for a cookout, or whenabouts do you show up if I say it's at noon?
You know, the problem with writing this this formula is now for the rest of my life, I have no excuse to show up to anything at the wrong time. I think, though, if you were to invite me over for a barbecue at noon, I would probably in real life shoot for arriving around 12:35.
That sounds about right. Okay. Now, Joe Pinsker from The Atlantic got in touch with you with this question. Can you mathify that decision of how early or how late to arrive? How do you mathematically, how did you get started on that?
Well, you know, I mean, first of all, like, let's be real for a second. The answer to the question is no, you can't mathify it in the way that I would recommend adhering to religiously in real life. But I just thought about, you know, what are the questions that you want to ask yourself when deciding when to show up? And some of that is, you know, do your friends tend to be on time? Some of that is, how reliable are your friends, right? Like, maybe your friends are really late. They always show up an hour late, but they always show up exactly an hour late. Whereas my friends might be more on time. On average, they're only 15 minutes late, but you never know. One day they might be right on the button on time, and the next day they might be 2 hours late. So questions like that, how predictable are other people's behavior come into play? And then, of course, there's your own taste. Do you feel real awkward if you're there too early? Do you feel really rude or like you missed out if you're there too late? And you kind of jumble all those things together in a big formula. And we came up with an answer that may not be perfect, but it's probably as good as any.
Yeah. And now you show your work. You've got the mathematical formulas there. I don't think we need to recite them on air. But you have this, there's a thing where there's sliders and you could say how important to you are those factors you just mentioned and then calculate. Now, I should show up 58 minutes late. Then after that, it feels late to me. I don't know. How do you judge that? How do you figure out how late is too late, even if the math tells us it's right?
Well, you know, it's like any other real world experiment. If you run the numbers and you show up and you're dissatisfied, then you probably should do something different next time. I think the most important thing in real life is, are you the kind of person who can't stand being late? Or are you the kind of person who can't stand being too early, right? Are you an extrovert who really is fired up for the party? And if you're there, you know, while the host is still in the kitchen preparing stuff and you're just there for a one-on-one conversation, kind of helping make the guacamole, that's terrific because you just want to be around people. Or are you the kind of person who finds that agonizing? And, you know, probably at the end of the day, that's the thing that matters most to most people, is just, what am I looking to get out of this experience?
Now, I know when you went in with the math, obviously this is not a super serious real world problem, but is it fun for you as a mathematician to try to figure out, like, okay, if I was to try to solve this mathematically, how would I do it? Is this a fun way for you to play with math?
It is a fun way. And I think for all of the mountains of grains of salt that you want to take this with, there was something useful in the exercise, right? Because again, in real life, when I go to a party or any social function, I just kind of go. I don't put a lot of thought into how to decide when to leave my house. And by the way, I get it wrong a lot of the time because I don't put enough thought into it. And so one thing that was kind of cool about this project was, by creating a formula, even if the formula isn't necessarily going to be accurate enough to put a person on the moon, I was able to kind of go through the exercise of thinking, well, hold on, what are the different factors I ought to consider? What questions should I ask myself before deciding when to leave? And I did find that not only kind of fun, but also actually a little bit useful just in making plans in the real world.
Now, this isn't the first time you've put math to work on a social question. You helped author John Green with the formula for his book, An Abundance of Catherines, that used math to determine how potential romantic relationships could play out. What did that look like?
Yeah, I mean, I seem to have cornered the beat of making formulas about things you shouldn't make formulas about. So I'm not sure what that says about me. But yeah, John, this was his second novel called An Abundance of Catherines. And it was a really kind of funny, goofy premise. There was this child prodigy high school student who kept dating and getting dumped by girls called Catherine. And he was just sick of having his heart broken by Catherines. And so he wanted to develop a formula using all of his incredible talents that he could use the next time he met a Catherine to figure out if she would dump him or not, so that if the formula said she would dump him, then he could just not go out with her in the first place and avoid the heartache. And so, you know, John asked me to kind of write a real formula. Again, understanding that it's a silly game. You should not enter into a romantic relationship based upon some formula in a young adult novel that came out 15 years ago. But you know, what would a formula like that look like? What variables would it take into account? What would it, you know, how would it be structured? And it was, you know, something that I had a lot of fun writing. And obviously John then became a, you know, hugely, hugely popular author. And so now there's people in the world that have that formula tattooed on their arms, and it's pretty amazing thing.
Now, getting back to the how late or early should I show up at the party, as a guest, I'm kind of in your range. I'll show up kind of late, not crazy late. But as the host, it's like 5 minutes till the party's supposed to start and nobody's there. And I'm assuming that my so-called friends all hate me. Do you have that problem when you host the thing, that you have like you reverse your expectations that you would have had as a guest?
Here's the problem, Rob. I have both problems as a host because I am simultaneously not prepared and desperately hoping everyone's late and also convinced they hate me, which is, I think, much more about my own neuroses than any kind of mathematical formula. But
same.
I find that 5 minutes beforehand, I am hoping that there is the worst traffic imaginable because I am not prepared.
Daniel, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That's Daniel Biss, mayor of Evanston, Illinois, former math professor at the University of Chicago, with us today exploring how to tackle some of life's problems with math formulas, including how early or late you should show up to a party.